The man who knows the way from anywhere to everywhere by train. Mark Smith, better known as the man in seat 61, it's the best seat on the Eurostar, is devoted to making train travel simple. His website is a comprehensive catalogue of train journeys across Europe and beyond. More than that, it describes the practicalities of travel, visa information, costs, how to store your bike and where to buy tickets, alongside what you can expect to experience on the journey itself. It's a simple, unshowy site that feels like what it is. One guy sharing his knowledge for the love of it. We met him to talk about train travel and why he just can't get enough of trains. Well, Mark, how did it all begin? I began my rail travel website as a hobby, and now I do it full time. I'm an avid reader of railway timetables, you know, and I hope to encourage more people to stay landbound. But we are more likely to take to the sky than the rails for long-distance travel. Why should we choose the train? You're doing yourself a favour travelling by train. It's about what you get out of it. Superficially, you may think planes are quicker and cheaper, but life isn't about quicker and cheaper. It's about what you get out of it. It's not really quicker and cheaper if you remove all experience from your life. It's a waste. But you weren't born with a love of train travel itself, were you? Maybe not, but I spent my late teens travelling around Europe on Interrail passes. During my university vacations, I worked for an international rail ticket agency in London, before eventually joining British Rail and becoming station manager at Charing Cross and London Bridge, two of Britain's busiest stations in the mid-1990s. In those days, train travel wasn't so complicated. Fares were simply based on the length of the journey. How did it all change? It was with the introduction of budget airlines, who learned the trick of dialing prices up and down in response to supply and demand. So tickets on underbooked flights are shockingly cheap, but the last seat on a popular route is shockingly expensive. To offer the same kinds of discounts, rail companies had to change the way they operated. Suddenly, Europe disintegrated into 50 different booking systems, and you need to use the right system to source the right ticket for the right train. In other words, what was once a simple process became a complicated problem, almost impossible to solve without specialist knowledge. Yes, and I set up my website in response to this problem, first as a hobby, but then as a full-time job. I would like to focus on the pleasure and experience of taking the train. It is ultimately quite liberating because you don't need to worry about prices and compare them. You just know you're going to be travelling by train, and you just need to find an affordable price. What are these pleasures of taking the train? Well, you can interact on a train or a ship, which you can't really on a plane, which is why you get mysteries and romances set on trains and ships. The only thing that's set on planes is disaster movies. On one occasion, I ended up getting invited to a hypothetical future wedding of a barman in Egypt after falling into a conversation about whiskey and vodka on a dusty, run-down train along the Nile, an experience that's hard to imagine taking place in an aircraft. Isn't it a problem sitting on a train for a day or longer? Not at all. I have things to do. I can remain connected. People seem to think that if they take a flight, those hours disappear, and they don't have to live through them. So actually, you no longer take planes. Well, not in the UK or Europe. I will occasionally take long-haul flights when there's no realistic alternative, but even so, I have arrived in New York more times by sea than I have by air, and have even managed to get to Japan over land via the Trans-Siberian Express. Also, I have young children, and as unlike planes and cars, seats on a train are often arranged facing each other around a table. It creates better opportunities for family time.